Hill was scheduled to die by lethal injection at 7 p.m. last night. According to media reports, he was even given a sedative. But two stays were granted, one regarding the lethal injection change and the other on Hill's mental disability claim. In Georgia, that claim must be proven beyond a reasonable doubt to prevent execution. WABE legal analyst Paige Pate says the stay from the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals was granted after Hill's attorneys petitioned the court
to allow them to file another habeas petition in federal court, apparently challenging the constitutionality of Georgia's standard, and also allow them an opportunity to present this new evidence or change in testimony from the state's experts.
Those experts were the three doctors who recently in affidavits stated they were rushed to judgment in their original assessment of Warren Lee Hill Jr. and now feel their evaluations were inaccurate. But Pate says there is a chance the state attorney general's office could petition the courts to dissolve the stays.
And basically argue that there is no merit to Mr. Hill's lawyer's argument for another habeas hearing. And that's basically what the AG's office has argued in the state Supreme Court, so they could make that argument again.
Pate says that would be unusual.
So you can't do that in a day. You can't do that in a couple of days. That generally is going to take some time.
In a statement, one of Hill's attorneys, Brian Kammer, said we are greatly relieved that the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has stayed the execution of Warren Hill, a person with mental retardation. It went on to say all the doctors who have examined Mr. Hill are unanimous in their diagnosis of mental retardation, so there is no question that his execution would have been in violation of the U.S. Supreme Court. That's a 2002 ruling banning the execution of the mentally disabled. Georgia Attorney General Sam Olens declined to comment. Rose Scott, WABE News.